The following is from a cooperative project for acquiring skills essential to learning.
Hi, this is Finger Pointer. You're on AboveTopSecret.com. The topic of today's podcast, the Iranian Oil Bore. We've been hearing a lot lately about Iran's nuclear ambitions, but there's one vital element of the story that's gone largely unreported, pretty much apart from places such as Above Top Secret and some websites focused primarily on the energy industry, and that subject is the proposed Iranian oil bourse. Now, a bourse is basically a market. What the Iranians intend to do is, as of March 20th, 2006, is to open up their own market in direct competition to both the London International Petroleum Exchange as well as the New York Mercantile Exchange, the NYMEX and the IPE. They're actually both owned by a US consortium called Intercontinental Exchange Incorporated, which operates out of Atlanta. The other thing that Iran plans to do with this new market is to trade in euros. Now, someone else recently had the same idea, that is, trading oil in euros instead of US dollars. That was a bloke named Saddam Hussein. Once the US toppled Saddam, one of the first things they did was convert the Iraqi oil market back to US dollars at a loss. Do you remember the soldiers guarding the oil ministry building while the museums were being looted? Anyway, is this an elephant in the corner that no one really wants to look at? Is this a large basis for the war on terror? I'm wondering, were Saddam's WMDs really their transition to euros and the potential negative effects that that could have on the greenback? Conversely, is Iran's nuclear ambitions really their plans to open their own bourse and to trade in euros? ATS People's Court thing. Of those questions, is it going to be a storm in a teacup? Is it going to be a start for World War III? Is it going to be just another pretense for US global domination, or is it a real and credible threat to the supremacy of the US dollar and the petrodollar, which being the default currency that underwrites pretty much all the oil trades, I think. Whether the originating country pays for it in their currency, it still has to be the equivalent US dollar amount. And I'm not an economist, and when I say that, I'll get a bit confused. So I'm not going to try and explain the rubbery figures, but it seems like there's a profit to be made there. And some of the articles relating to this seem to talk about this mechanism is essentially a way that an empire taxes other countries in the world. And is this symbolic of an empire in decline? So yes, many questions there, people. The floor is open. I'd love to hear I'd love to hear your thoughts on this issue, especially around this time, as it's fairly timely, the market being about to open in about, let me quickly check my calendar, in about 9 days, 9 or 10 days, so, you know, are we going to see planes in the sky in 11 days, or are we going to see a lot of argy-bargy going on in the media? Are we going to see a genuine terrorist attack? Are we going to see a genuine false flag attack? Are we going to see a false flag attack? Or are we just going to go on as we did yesterday and no one really pays attention to it, and it seems to slide into something rather nasty that we all wished hadn't really happened? Anyway, I look forward to your replies. This is Finger Pointer on Above Top Secret saying, I wish I had a closing line. See ya.